Mark chapter number 8, verse number 34. The Bible said, when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. One of the most famous verses in our Bible. I wish I could shout it from the mountaintop. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Thank you for standing this morning. I won't preach on just a few minutes on what shall it profit a man. I want you to notice, first of all, that Jesus shares a pattern. I'm glad Jesus had simplicity in his preaching. I've never enjoyed a preacher that get up and you leave church and say, now, what did he say? I like a man tell me just how it is. If I go to the doctor, I don't want him to send me 9 other places to tell me what's wrong with. I made the appointment to come get the truth. And this morning I'm glad Jesus preaches in simplicity. He said, first of all, here we see he shares a pattern. There is inspiration. The Bible said in verse 34, whosoever will come after me. I'm so glad I found that in the pages of my Bible. I'm glad he is a whosoever will God. I'm glad he paid a ransom for all. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never been saved. Well, you're a great candidate for the gospel that we preach. For Jesus paid the price for whosoever will. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, chapter number 22 and verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I'm glad the Bible said in John chapter number 3 and verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, whether you're a little old Church of Christ boy, whether you're a little old Catholic girl, or whether you're just a little old Baptist that's joined the church, or you're one that's never known anything about religion. He said, I died that he should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son in this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus shares a pattern. There's inspiration. Whosoever will. And then I notice there's a qualification. He said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. That means that we're not adequate. You say, well, preacher, I'm a good person. Hell's full of good people this morning. Because the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Your best day, you're a candidate for hell in the rags of your sins. And honey, I'm going to tell you, it's not about whether you're good or not. It's you've got to realize that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. There is a qualification that he must deny himself. Brother Jerry stood and testified this morning. Brother Jerry is a Yankee transplant. I'm glad of that. But in a storefront building, Brother Jerry did something one morning I've never seen a sinner do. Folks, I'm going to tell you, you think God is in this sanctuary today. You ought to have been in them storefront days. Boy, God was near and dear to that place. And I'm glad He's here. But that morning we preached, Brother Tim, and I give an invitation. And Brother Jerry did something I've never seen a man do. He stepped in the aisle and he stepped back in his pew. And I said, oh my Lord, give him grace to come on out and be saved. In about 30 seconds, Brother Jerry stepped on out in that aisle. Come on down to the Lord Jesus. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with being saved? He come to himself. You know, the prodigal son, he couldn't get home till he come to himself. You know, that's the only way any of you going to get saved that you're not saved. You got to come to yourself and realize where you're headed without the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a qualification. You got to deny yourself. I love what one of the lepers did. You'll find that Jesus gave great illustrations all through our Bible. But certainly, when Jesus saved the leper, he realized he had leprosy. You see, you can't put on a coat of do better. You can't turn over a new leaf like turning the pages of a Bible. You must be born again, is what Jesus said. And so there's a qualification. He must deny himself. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. Can I tell you, church, it ain't about you and it ain't about me, but it is about the darling Lamb of God that hung and died for the sins of this world. It's qualifications. Must deny yourself. You know, some of you, you're highly educated and God has allowed you to prosper out in the world, and maybe you think that you're just gonna, because you're gonna put forth the best effort, you're gonna get there. But can I tell you, there was the most religious man on the pages of our Bible. Jesus had something to say to him in John chapter number 3. He came to Jesus by night. And he said, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher that's come from God, because no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, or surely, surely, I say unto thee, now watch you about, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And this blew old Nicodemus' mind. He said, now, wait a minute, Jesus, I'm a religious man. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Boy, I'm glad God can save an old sinner this morning. He said he can enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born. And Jesus answered, and he said, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh, you say, all right, preacher, then you got to be baptized, born of water. No, he clarifies it. He said, if you're born of the water, then he says you're born of the flesh. Can I tell you, you was in water in your mother's womb, or you didn't get here, friend. And then he says, you're born in the flesh, then you're born of the Spirit, is Spirit. And he said, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. You don't hear much preaching about the wind of God no more. But Jesus said, no man comes to the Father except the one that sent him draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. I can give you the greatest illustration I know about this wind. The man's here this morning. Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Brother Gary's here. I wish everybody could have the experience that Brother Gary has had. The morning God saved Brother Gary, he stepped out over about 8 people and he is a weeping and a sobbing. And Sunday night, guess what, Brother Mike? He is at church. and looked like he had a candle lit on top of his head. Well, what are you talking about? The wind bloweth where it lives. Ain't it amazing how the wind blew on that man that morning? Maybe nobody else on that bench felt it. But he felt it. And he come a-running. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm simply saying this. It takes the Spirit of God to deal with a sinner. These 1, 2, 3 Walmart prayers ain't getting it done this morning, friend. You go out and you say, I won 500 to God on Saturday. Why ain't 500 in the church on Sunday? The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listeth or where it's sent. I thank God that the Spirit of God dealt with me as a sinner. Now, Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you. You can be saved this morning. And when you feel the Spirit of God nudge your heart, you better come running to Him and deny yourself, friend. And realize you can't make it on your own. And so here we see not only there is an illustration, but there's a qualification. You got to deny yourself. And then watch this. I love it. The Bible says not only is there inspiration and qualification, but there is identification. He said, I want you now, when you come to me and you deny yourself, I want you to identify yourself with me and take up your cross and follow me. Identification. Can I tell you, the cross identifies with Jesus. One of the schools had opened up the baccalaureate service. They could not contain the crowd, so they said, well, let's go and ask the Methodist church down the road. The Methodist church down the road in the auditorium, they had 3 crosses upon the back of their stage. They had a center cross like ours and 2 little crosses. And the people there in that crowd, they were offended because they said, we cannot hold that because there's a cross that is exposed and that identifies with Jesus. Can I tell you, crosses always identify with Jesus. He said, pick up your cross. He said, you ought to pick up what you've got and follow after me. I want to say, I want to identify with Jesus. I am a Baptist. I am a fundamental Baptist. I believe in the birth of the Lord Jesus, virgin birth. If your Bible said a young woman, you ought to throw that garbage on the floor and let the housekeeper sweep it up with the rest of the garbage this morning. She wasn't a young lady. She was more than that. She was a virgin. She had never known man. He became God-man. Jesus in a lowly stable became God manifested in the flesh. He was God, man. I don't care what all the Jehovah Witnesses say. He was more than a prophet. He was God, man. Mark chapter number 4, he was on the sea. He's asleep on the pillow. And the disciples run to him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? The craziest thing they ever asked him. Sure he cares. He cared enough to be their father. He cares enough. Where are you going this morning? He simply stood up and he said, peace be still. And they went back and they said, what manner of man is this? And even the winds and the waves obey his voice. There's a lot of men talk about the weather. Matter of fact, they've got me out of a few hunting trips and fishing trips. They say it's going to rain, but it never did rain. But let me tell you this morning, friend, there's only been one that could talk to the weather. Peace be still. And it laid down. He was God, man. Yes, I'm Baptist. Yes, I'm fundamental. And yes, I'm independent. Most people don't even know what that means. I don't toot the horn too loud on that. Because there's bad independence and it's good independence. Most of them is so dead gum mean you can't even hear them preach. Most of them got so many qualifications on the doorstep, you got to sit there and get profiled whether you can come in the house of God or not. Let me tell you, honey, you can still have standards at the house of God. We ought to not have smoking on our property, amen. And you ought to respect the house of God. And you ought to dress right and talk right and act right. But whether you do or don't, you can still come to church here. And no, the Joneses don't run this outfit. God runs it. As the preacher boy set up this morning, nobody passed you out of program when you come in here this morning. You say, what y'all going to do? I can tell you what we're going to do. We're going to be a New Testament church. We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sometimes it does good just to deny yourself and realize He's got everything that we need. It don't matter to me whether you're independent or southern or northern or western or eastern. Long as you're saved and act right, that's all that I'm concerned about this morning. Amen. And it's still okay to say amen where you go to church. Some of you little old hen-pecked boys, you don't even want to say amen. I know you ain't hen-pecked, but you got chicken house ways. Somebody say amen right there. Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ought to stand up and say so. Hey, you can still be accounted to live for Jesus and identify with the cross of Calvary this morning. I thank God. I believe Jesus died for all. I don't care if you know the pages of this Bible. I don't care if you know it frontward and forward. The Bible said you must be born again or you'll not go to heaven this morning. There is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And the only way you're going there is by the blood of the darling Lamb of God. So this morning we see a pattern of things of salvation. I'm glad Jesus laid a pattern. There's inspiration. There's a qualification. You've got to deny yourself. There's identification. He said, take up the cross and be identified. Somebody asked you at Walmart, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, we go to church. Where you go to church? Some of you scared to say where you go to church. It amazes me, some of y'all. You love to come and watch what's happening, but you don't want to get in on it. Let's go listen to that crazy preacher. See what he says today. Let's go look and see who runs around the building. You might as well get in on this thing. They done seen your car down here this morning. I like to catch some of you and put you down on the square and put a big sign behind your back and make you, I go to Liberty Baptist Church, Bowden, Georgia. No, we don't have women deacons here. And we don't have women preachers because it ain't no such thing. The husband of one wife, I'm not confused. Folks trying to have church and they won't even go by the Bible. How can you have church if you don't go by the Bible? You think I'm meddling? I ain't. I'm preaching. I mean, I'm on the radio preaching. I figured if we just keep preaching, we got something to offer that the average Baptist church ain't got. Everybody else has got Bozo the Clown and ride one horse and get a zebra next Sunday. Come see the great swordsman can swallow a 25-inch sword. You might as well just rear back and do as mom and daddy did and go to church. And I ain't scared. I know in whom I believed. I know this Bible's right. I know who's living in me is going to get me to heaven, friend. I know what I'm doing's right this morning. I know I got the right Bible. It's done stood the test of time. It got Grandpa saying, it'll get your hide saved if you'll deny yourself. I don't know where all that come from, but it felt good while it was getting here. Jesus shares a pattern, inspiration, qualification, identification, take up the cross. And then there's association, follow me. You ought to be a Christian or put your sign down. You're not going to win nobody to God being like them, drinking their liquor, smoking their weed, telling their jokes. You ought to identify with Christ. The Bible said, be ye separate, come out from among them this morning. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Can I tell you, salt is no good just in a bag. It needs to be put out on rotten flesh. Boy, we ought to be lights and identify with the Lord. He's the best friend I've ever had. Can somebody just throw the little hand up and thank Him? Can anybody identify with the Lamb of Glory this morning? Thank God we can identify with the Lord of Glory that loved us and said He's coming back for us. So we must identify. Nobody should have to ask you, are you a Christian, if they've been working with you 20 years. Jesus shares a pattern. Jesus shows a paradox. Verse 35, whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake shall save it. Whosoever saves his life shall lose it. Yeah, there's a lot of people running a whirlwind today. Trying to get. Boy, I've seen it in the corporate world. It's unbelievable the people I've met that have things. But you know what? Most people that have things have them. It's not wrong to have things. Don't let things dominate you. Jesus said, you seek to save your life, you'll lose it. A lot of people trying to save it in the corporate world, trying to grow higher and higher, get this and get that. A lot of you young'uns, let me tell you something. What you ought to have done was come up in a single-wide trailer down here in Bowden, Georgia, and where it was so many cracks in it you could throw the cat through it. It's so hot. Well, me and that woman started out, this is God's truth I've seen. I've come home and the candles on the TV was there and touching them, bowed down to the TV. A lot of y'all think if you ain't got two Mercedes and about a 9-bedroom place and sitting on egg crates, you ain't got nothing. People tickle me, them $3,000 house payments they don't want to ask you in because they all sitting on milk crates. He said, if you save your life, you'll lose it. Can I give you some of the greatest advice a man's give you all week out of a Bible? Jesus said, if you'll lose your life, give it to Him. You can save it. Jesus gives a paradox. I can remember, can I tell you this, an old cliche and I'm done? It's not the one that has the most toys at the end of life wins. You take a policeman and a school teacher. Stood up this morning, a Carrollton policeman, school teacher. I know they don't make a lot of money. But you see what's sitting on that pew by them this morning is what really matters. And you're going to find out, young'uns, the older you get, it's not about if you got the fastest boat or the nicest shotgun or, ladies, the prettiest pocket. But you're going to find out them little old young'uns God entrusted you with. That's what really matters. You're going to find out to have the peace of God that passes all understanding. That's what really, really matters. Jesus showed a pattern. Jesus shared a paradox. Jesus stated a penalty. Sister, if you come, sing for me this morning. The Bible said, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." I read it before I started. I want to end with it. "For what shall it profit a man?" Brother Mike, I went to one of the wealthiest men's funeral the other day that I'd ever been acquainted with. It wasn't whether or not he could afford it. It was just whether did he have time to do it. Brother Tommy, I noticed when he was there in his casket, and they had a projector set up behind him, and it showed his whole life story. All of the things. But did you know he didn't take one of those things out of here with him? I'm not against wealth. I'm not against doing good. Thank God I pastor people that does good. Thank God for that. I'm glad God's blessed you that you can wear nice things. You got good jobs. Thank God you do. But let me tell you something. That's not what matters. What shall it profit a man? What would it profit you if you owned all the land that joined you and died without God and left it all? I'm 50 years old this morning. I can look back, Miss Peggy, in my childhood days, and I get to thinking how fast, Brother Randall, that's come upon me. But that 50 years to eternity, it's just like a little bird. If he went all the way to Panama City Beach and got one grain of sand and he flew back to Bowden and he totally emptied that beach, that whole beach, one grain at a time. It's just a blink to eternity. Brother Ricky Dunsford, a lot of you know him, one of the greatest missionaries God has ever put a pair of shoes on in my eyes. Brother Ricky's in prison ministry. A lot of you that's been with me, you've heard this time and time, but I feel I need to tell it. When you go to a prison and you witness and soul win, you've got to ask them, "Can you sit down? It's in their space on the bed." Brother Ricky came and he said, "Could I sit down?" He said, "What's your nature?" He said, "I'm a preacher." He said, "Sure, sit down, preacher." And he scooted over. Brother Ricky looked there on the wall behind. It was chalk marked behind his bed. Brother Ricky talked with him a little bit. And he said, "Son, I want to ask you before I go." He said, "What's them marks there on the wall above your cover?" He said, "Oh, preacher." He said, "Just few more days, I'm going to take that piece of chalk and I'm going to make an X through that and I'm going to walk through that door yonder. I'm going to walk out yonder a free man." Brother Ricky said this and it stuck with me. He said, "You may mark your way out of here, son, but you die and go to hell in your sins and you'll never mark your way out." But I said I wasn't going to preach long. I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to say this and I'm done. Luke 16, Brother Adam, he died. He lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torments. And you know what he said? He said, "Would you go to my brothers?" You say, "Preacher, I can't do nothing for that lost man." Yeah, you can. You can go tell his family about Jesus. He said, I got five brothers over yonder I eat with, slept with. He said, go tell them lest they come to this place. You know, church, what we've done, we've forgot about the fact that that's in our Bible. Don't let them roll you up here and we wonder where you are. I can tell you this, Jesus loves you. He paid a price for you. But you're going to have to turn to Him by faith. The Bible said He dealt to every man a measure of faith. He's give you faith. He said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You better be glad you've heard the old gospel story today. Faith could come to you. You could reach up by the hand of grace reaching to you and be saved. You say, preacher, I don't know how to be saved. Let me tell you, come to Jesus. Just come to Him. Kneel before Him. Deny yourself. Call upon one that can save you and forgive you of all your sin. Maybe you're here today and you just want to come gather around this altar and pray with your family. I want you to come as our sister said. Whatever you need, you just mind the Spirit of the Lord today.